Ed Miliband, how can you end 0 hours contracts?
Well, we're going to end the abuses of 0 hours contracts because so many people across Scotland, 90,000 people across Scotland at least on 0 hours contracts, and they know what that means. That means week to week they don't know how much they're going to be earning, what hours they're going to be doing. We're going to have a very simple rule and we're going to legislate for it. If you work regular hours for 12 months, then you get a regular contract, not a 0 hours contract. I think that's the right thing to do, to say to people that you're entitled to a regular contract if you're doing regular hours for a year.
This will meet some resistance from a lot of businesses who rely on 0 hours contracts. It's the only way they can actually make a profit.
Well, I understand that if it's in the interests of employees and employers to have the flexibility of 0 hours, then that should be allowed. But we can't have a situation where employees, workers are just exploited, and that is happening. And families up and down Scotland will know that that is their experience, seeing themselves, their loved ones, finding the terrible insecurity at work. And it's what a Labour government would do. You know, we can have a Labour government elected next year across the United Kingdom, which will do things like ending the abuses of 0 hours contract to make Scotland a fairer place and the United Kingdom a fairer place.
How quickly could you do it?
I think we'll do it as soon as we can when we get into government. I would see this as a priority for our first Queen's speech to do this, because we've got to get moving to take the action that's required. That's why we're setting out the plans now, so we can do all the preparations to get going when we get into government.
You're announcing this as part of your referendum campaigning. Do you feel you've not been involved enough in the referendum so far?
I'm announcing it because I want the people of Scotland to know what my vision is for Scotland in the United Kingdom and how we can build social justice. And of course there are two competing visions here: whether we can do better by working families, Scotland staying in the UK, electing a Labour government, or Scotland going it alone. Now, I think we can do better for working families. We can take action on 0 hours contracts, energy price freeze, things the SNP won't commit to. That's the difference with Labour: clear plans for social justice, which I don't think you could do if you had two countries competing against each other, Scotland and the rest of the UK.
But we've heard quite a lot in the campaign so far from the Prime Minister, from the Chancellor. It's not gone down necessarily too well. Do you think your interventions will go down better with voters in Scotland, given that there are more Labour voters than Conservatives in Scotland?
Look, what I'm coming here to do is to make the positive case for how we can change our country, change the United Kingdom, change Scotland, without people having to change their passports. Because the SNP want to convince people that that's the only change, that's the only way of changing things in Scotland. I passionately believe in making Scotland a fairer, more just place. We can do it in the United Kingdom. That's what I intend to do.
But will you be getting more involved in the referendum campaign now with 5 months to go?
Well, I'll be here a lot. I have been here a lot already. I think this is a decision for the people of Scotland, and it's their decision and their decision alone. But I want to set out for the people of Scotland what my vision is of Scotland within the United Kingdom, so we can build a different kind of country.
You still won't debate with Alex Salmond, though?
Look, I think this has been asked a lot of times. I think the right thing to do is for the head of the No campaign, the Better Together campaign, Alistair Darling, to debate Alex Salmond, who's the head of the Yes campaign. I don't know why Alex Salmond won't agree to it.